You are listening to the Estheticians Earn More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 145.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earn More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above, whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Happy Monday and welcome back. I'm so excited to be back here talking with you today. I have had a lot of different things, conversations with people over the past few weeks. I just had my free event about how to sell more skincare in your esthetician business. And I just love interacting with estheticians and learning from you, like what are things that you're struggling with. And something that I see consistently when I coach my clients and just also as a business strategy that I think is often overlooked is problem solving. And problem solving, be able to solve a problem in your business is a business requirement. And I think often as kids, we aren't taught to learn how to problem solve in practical ways. We are taught to find the correct answer, like the correct answer on a test, the correct answer for like if you're writing an essay or whatever to get it right. But we don't spend a lot of time like encouraging and praising the process of problem solving and knowing also that like part of problem solving is like not having a solution. It like not being very clear for you and having to try things. And if it doesn't work, being okay with that. And I think that there's a lot of different things that are kind of at play here. I think that if you yourself are a competitive person, I think it's hard to problem solve because you just want the right answer and you want to be right and you want to figure it out as quickly as possible. You want it to be like easy and done. I think also just as like a human brain, like problem solving can be really uncomfortable, especially when it's something that is very precious to you, like your business and where your money is coming from and things like that. So it can be a challenging thing to really embrace and see the positives of it. The other day, it was like kind of raining unexpectedly here. And I was out and I was just getting drenched in rain. I had like a suede purse. And so there's a Target nearby. So I went in and got an umbrella and it had like, you know, like a security thing on it. So you couldn't essentially steal it. And I bought it and I asked the Target cashier if she had scissors so I could, you know, open it up. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, you know, I used to be a Target store manager and I used to manage the I used to be a manager of the managers of the cashier. So I was like the front end was a big part of my job. And at the time, I don't know if it's the case anymore, but the red card, which is like their debit and or credit card, was like a big focus. So I spent a lot of time with the cashiers and working with cashiers. And of course, we had wonderful cashiers, and then we had some people that were just barely did their job. They just really didn't care, and they just barely did it. And this woman was really nice, this cashier, super, super nice, which was a very important quality of being Target cashier when I was there. But I asked her for scissors. She just like literally like opened the drawer of her register and like looked in, was like, nope, I do not. And like that was it. And like she has a radio I can see. Like I know the structure of Target. It hasn't changed so dramatically, right? But like that was it. That was it for her. There was no problem solving. There was no like, well, let me like turn and ask the cashier behind me. Let me look in here. Let me ask someone, like go to guest service. They should have like nothing. It was just, I can't help it. I can't help you. And I think bad customer service, bad customer experiences come from us not problem solving and getting defensive or not really seeing the actual problem and like looking at it from a personal view versus like an actual situational view. Because like, let's say you really want to build your business. You're not making enough money in your business and you have a new client come in and, you know, you do services or whatever, and then they go home and then you reach out to them because you haven't heard from them in a while and you're really just trying to, you know, engage your people, right? And you hear from them and they're like, oh, I had a rash after your facial. And most people, including myself for a long time until I learned how to kind of work through this, most estheticians that I coach and that I work with and talk to, like that would be a problem that the problem to the esthetician is the person is never coming back. The person hates me. The person thinks I'm a bad esthetician. The person's going to go and tell everyone I gave them a rash. The person, this becomes a centered about the esthetician versus actually being like solving the actual problem of the rash. Like there's an actual problem here of someone having a rash. Whether or not it had anything to do with your service, we don't know. That person doesn't know either. You can get defensive. You can be like, well, what did you do to your skin? You can get like, yeah, you can get like, what's the word I'm looking for? You can get like offensive, I guess, or like a kind of aggressive about it and like deflect any responsibility. And that doesn't really help. You can also take all the accountability, which also is not problem solving, and being like, I'm so sorry. And not to say you can't apologize and also not take all responsibility, but like, I didn't mean to. I feel terrible. Like, again, we don't know what the actual root of the problem is. Now, the person may or may not be interested in exploring that with you. They may or may not be interested in talking to you or coming back and so you can see their skin and ask them more questions and figure out exactly what it is that's going on. But the problem is not you or your service necessarily. The problem could be something that neither of you even thought to think of, including yourself, to not to tell them not to do, or you forgot to tell them, or you told them but they didn't understand it, or a number of things, right? But if we look at it from the lens of like panic thinking about ourselves and not actually about the problem, then we lose so much from that. Like when you have a job that's not in your own business and something happens, like this cashier was not paid to problem solve, right? She's paid minimum wage. She's not paid to problem solve. But if you've ever had a job where that's part of your job, it's like to problem solve. And of course, like if you don't do your job, you could lose your job. Of course, there's always that. But usually like if a problem is presented in a work situation, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to think you are the problem. You're going to think like, what happened here? What like general curiosity? Like, what could it be? How is this a problem? Like where is the root of the problem? What's really happening? And again, from like pure curiosity, not blame, deflection, defensiveness, anything else. it's really hard for us not to feel defensive when these things happen because, again, your livelihood is connected to your business and you have a human brain, right? Like a human brain that is going to want to protect you. So like no shame if you feel defensive when these things kind of happen. But I just really want you to like take yourself out of the situation and be like, if this wasn't my business, if I was just an esthetician working, how would I want to solve this problem? Or how would I want someone working for me to solve this problem? And again, like sitting down even brainstorming, like what are all the different things that could happen? Why did this happen this way? What could be different? You know, like really looking into it all, because you may see trends. You may see things like for instance, when I was working as an esthetician in San Diego and had my business, I found it really challenging for my clients to even want to try to change their diet and or lifestyle. It was like I was trying to convince them all and persuade them, and it was just always very uncomfortable, right? It was just like really frustrating for me. And so I started looking at it as if I was someone who went, you know, as someone who had acne, who like went in and all the things, how would I feel if someone told me that? And I would for sure, like, I would have felt like really skeptical and really like annoyed. And it would've been really hard for me to believe them. So like, what would I have had to say? What would the esthetician have to say to help me understand it and get a buy-in? And so like, that is how I problem solve. That is how I put myself in the situation with my client. Like, how would I respond to this? Like, what would I think? Why would I think that? And again, like I'm not putting down the esthetician at all, or like not respecting them and their education. Like, it's nothing to do with the esthetician. It's my own stuff, my own history with acne, my own personal experiences, my own thoughts on diet and stuff that would be contributing. So you just kind of have to like, if you're seeing the video, like the problem is the center, you have to look at every single angle. And this is the part where I think most estheticians give up and quit. This is the part where I think most estheticians are like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't know why this isn't working. And they just kind of give up. And it can be the same for marketing. It can be the same for like understanding how you made business in a month. Like, it can be the same for selling product. It can be the same. Honestly, this problem solving skill can be applied to every single part of your business. If you overspend in your business, you can look at it from a problem solving thing. Like, why does this happen? Where is it happening? Why am I overspending? What are the things that I think I need to spend money on? Am I getting the return on them? That happens a lot when I coach my clients and we do the business assessment and profit calculator and to look at the profit of their business. And it's like, no judgment how you want to spend your money, but this is what's happening. Is this what you want to happen? If it is, great, keep going. But if it isn't, let's figure out what we want it to be because we have control of the situation. But again, that's looking at it from a problem-solving standpoint, not being defensive, not accusing someone of something, not being like, I'm right, you're wrong, right? It's like really like, what do we want to do here? What do we want this to do? If you're marketing, if you're out there marketing yourself and you're trying and you're trying and you're trying and it feels like nothing's working, there has to be evaluation there. Like if you're putting out posts, are people actually looking at them? Who's looking at them? Who's liking them? What are the people engaging with? Like, and being really honest about it and being really open to making change based on what you learn. And by developing that skill, and again, taking your own self out of it, by developing that skill, you will make progress so much faster in your business. But if you're like, well, I don't like selling products, or I really hate marketing. I hate showing up on social media. I hate talking to people about my business. I feel really uncomfortable asking people to buy a product or tell people about product. I really this, I really that. Like, it's just going to be the same thing for you. You have to come at it with a different frame of mind, a different lens, and a different way of being like, okay, I have been doing these things. Just like if a client came to you and was like, I'm using these products, and they're like, okay, the products are not working for you. Let's literally try these other ones and see what happens. And you may give them products that don't work, and then you learn from that, and they learn that also products doesn't work for them, and everyone is learning as we continue to move forward. But that's the only way. I think a lot of us, myself included, I've done this myself in business, and also especially when I first became an esthetician business owner, was like, I just want someone to tell me. Just tell me how to solve my problem. And for sure, there's things out there that can help you, and things that I teach for sure that can help you. But really, the work is just doing like problem solving. I mean, like, this isn't working. Why isn't it working? What are the reasons that are contributing to it? How can I affect change? How can I do something different? What would happen if I did this? What would happen if I did that? What would happen if I approached it from this way? And being really open to that, even if it's like super uncomfortable for you. That is it for today's podcast. I hope that you liked it. I'll be back next week. I know this week was a little bit shorter, but I hope it was impactful just the same. And always say hi. I'm at esthetician.coach on Instagram, or you can find me at theestheticiancoach.com. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now. Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helps my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.